This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
Monday to you as well, my friend. Things are going well, a little cool this morning, but we're going to be okay. I just pulled into the gas station. I got to fuel up and then hit a car wash, so I'm going to be on the side here for a few minutes. I don't know if you're going to be on for a little bit or not, but if not, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Yeah, I should be in here for a few, buddy, but yeah, absolutely. Just in case, 73 to you, have a great day, bud, and we may or may not catch in a few. A2HW, ACQ,
KOO. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675. In South Wales, NY.
82HW listening. Good morning, Tom. 82HW, WD2KAO. 82KAO from 82HW. Good morning, my good man. Happy Tuesday to you. A cooler morning again this morning, but sure turned out to be a pleasant day yesterday. I expect today's probably going to be the same. Yes, sir. It's just fine with me. AC off as of Sunday evening, and windows open, and it's nice to open some windows, have some fresh air happening. Absolutely, it certainly does. It's refreshing, very refreshing. So how did Monday treat you? How the Red Wings doing? Let's get into the nitty gritty here. Well, they've won four in a row. Of course, they're off on Monday, but they begin the last season of the first half at home with Toledo. I'll be going on Wednesday afternoon with Danny McHugh and Friday evening with Billy, JPX. They are tied for first place in the league, and as I say, we begin a series at the ESL ballpark with the Toledo Mudhens this evening at 6:45.
Be nice. Well, they're certainly having a stellar year this year, and good for them, good for the team, good for the fans, good for the venue. It's all good.
Oh, it absolutely is. Oh, it absolutely is, Tom. Yep. Like we say now, you know, whatever sport we're talking about, nothing will put people in the seats quicker than a winning team and nice weather.
That is a fact. That is a fact. So that's good for them, man. It's so encouraging. I mean, Buffalo did good this year. Hammer did good this year. And now the Red Wings are doing good this year. So it's nice to see things elevate, and hopefully that continues through in the NFL program.
Certainly hope so, Tom. Tom, over the years, have you ever been over to Buffalo to see the Bills play live?
Been a few times, maybe 10 or so over the course of the years. It's been a couple of years since I've been. My friend Gary, he used to have a club suite in the Van Miller clubhouse for his work, and we every now and again, we usually once a year, we would get his season tickets and get to go in wonderful seats.
I think Charlie's had the experience at least once of the on the club seats. They you know, they serve you food, brewskis, drinks, whatever. Oh yeah. Well, that's why Danny and I like to go to those RIT hockey games. You know, we get the club seats, and it includes the nice buffet, and you know, they have cold drinks and hot chocolate and the food. Every time I've been, it's been excellent. And for like $40-$45, you get the game and the food. I mean, you know, you can't beat it.
That's a great value in the RIT hockey. They're usually a good team to watch too. They put on an exciting game, so yeah, that's win-win-win.
Yep, and I can bring my Walkman and tune in, WIGR, the FM station, and it's in real time. It's excellent. I got to one or two last season with Danny, and I imagine we'll go again. You know, this upcoming season. I enjoy going to the Saturday games. They start the Saturday games at like 5 o'clock or 5:30 or something like that. You know, so you're not out that late.
Yeah, us older folks, we gotta be mindful of bedtime, right?
I sure do.
And I remember when I was in my 20s, it's like I didn't go out until 10:30, and now I'm in bed at 9:30.
Yep, close the bar and be up and at the workstation at 7 o'clock. Take nothing off.
Wearing the same clothes I wore the night before.
So
tries, we live through it.
If I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have to better care of myself.
I find myself saying that more than once. Maybe 2KAO here. So, transporting the fur babies to Doggy Play Day.
The fuel tank and got a beverage for the ride home. So, got about another 12 minutes here for the commute home and then clock into work. I got a project that I'm going to start today that'll be a fun little project. Company, one of the hotels. We're upgrading their whole wireless infrastructure. So, I get to start dabbling in that. That's going to be a fun little project. Looking forward to doing it.
Isn't it nice that they give you something that you know how to do?
Yes, but I certainly enjoy doing things that I've never done before and figuring it out and getting that type of accomplishment when you're done. It's just like, wow, I figured that out and I got it done and it's working great. So there's something to be said for that too, but it's kind of dependent on what it is and what's the impact of the company if things go sideways. So there's some pros and cons in that one.
Oh, yeah. Now, will you be working on this project by yourself, or will there be other folks involved as well?
I'm probably going to just take care of it all myself. When it comes to actually installing some of the access points, I might need some help because we're going to relocate a couple of them, and I might need some help with cabling. So we'll see how that shakes out. But the majority of it is I'll be taking care of it myself.
Very, very good. That's really... It's really nice when somebody hands you a project and it's, no problem. I got it. I think you're using your mobile radio, and I'm going to say that you have fixed the difficulties with your mobile antenna. Whatever it was, I think it was a piece of coax that was suspect or something. I'm going to say that... that it's fixed, and I imagine not only are we hearing you much better, but you're hearing us much better.
That is affirmative. It was a piece of coax that was suspect, so I'm using the second antenna that I bought so I bought a cheaper antenna with a mag mount just to try to do some troubleshooting before the puppy chews through the coax on the mag mount space. My original diamond antenna, I think in my processes of troubleshooting, I think I might have jammed that. So right now I got the less expensive antenna hooked up, and I'm probably going to buy another one of the diamond because it's a taller antenna and it's black and it just looks nicer on the car.
Well, more inches is more better in a lot of applications, including this one. And I'm familiar with that antenna. I actually bought that 60-inch diamond antenna to use down the camp when we were at Evergreen Trails, but I never did. I ended up selling it to Norm, and it got stolen off his car in the city. But whatever. Well, he had it. It worked really good.
And mine worked really good, too, until I broke it. So live and learn, Tim, as long as you learn. So, and I tell my wife this all the time. You know, it's great to be handy, and it's great to be able to do things and resolve things on your own, but sometimes there's a cost for that. And it's okay. You know, you learn along the way, and you know, you may have to shell out a few more bucks than you originally planned, but it's still cheaper than paying somebody else to do the work. This is 82HW.
82KAO, and the very important part of your statement is, as long as I learn. Well, I'm not going to do that again. Well, they have that antenna all day long, every day, at EX Engineering or HRO or other emporiums. Those are the two that I can think of right now. And I'm sure that at some point another one will be ordered, and it'll work just as well as the other one. So are you using the mount? I guess this is my question. Are you using the mount that the 60-inch antenna will go on when you buy it? Is that the mount you're using right now?
It is correct. It's the mount that I will be using, and I replaced the coax with the 239 mount that passes to the mount and runs back to the radio. So the infrastructure will stay the same as what we're using now, and we're just going to swap out the aerial.
Well, I'm going to say that you have fixed whatever flaw was in the system. I believe it's been fixed. And, So now, without any further ado, we're going to say hello to our friend Gary.
V83DZP.
V3DZP, WB2KAO with Tommy this morning, 82HW. Good morning, pal.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's always nice to talk to Tommy. Tommy's one of my favorites. How's my favorite doing, Tom?
Well, that's certainly a good compliment to hear first thing in the morning. Thank you, Gary, for that. I appreciate it. Things are going well. Dropping off the hounds at the doggy daycare, heading back home to start work. Over to you, Tim.
Yep, Tommy and I have been visiting, and 7:45, I wanted to bring you in, and Tommy's got the situation with the coax on his mobile antenna all stabilized, and we were talking about him buying another one of those big 5-foot-long, 60-inch diamond antennas, and he's using the shorter antenna right now, but it's working well. And, so, Gary, how did you make out with the iSurgeon? And was he able to do anything for you yesterday, or is something going to be able to be done in the future? Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, very good. Hey, Tommy, I've got a brand new in the package here, NMO mount. I'd love to give you that. We could drill a hole through the roof of your car for it.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to find a home for it, but everybody's chicken shit anymore. They don't want to drill holes in their vehicle. I got the mag mount on mine, and it's done more damage than made off down to the bare metal than the drilling a hole in the roof at 89. Anyways, yeah, yesterday I spent 2 hours at the damn place. They put more drops in my eyeballs at eye length. And geez, at 8 o'clock last night, everything was still bright. I still need sunglasses all night, but he ended up, after four people looked at me and two doctors and whatever, he ended up zapping me with a laser at the end, which took all of 1 minute, that YAG laser, and evidently they say it's like a secondary cataract where film gets on the new lens that they put in. So we did that, and that, I swear, it cleared it up like about 20% now this morning. I can actually read the QRZ quiz with these glasses that the last guy gave me here that didn't seem to want to work where I had to use a magnifying glass. So definite improvement. The floater is still there, and they say they do not zap the floaters. They don't zap them. He said the body will absorb it eventually. I said, well, shit, it's 15 years and it's never absorbed it in the left eye. He said, well, we'll hope for the best. But I needed it down a little bit. I would say, Kenny, overall, probably a 20% improvement.
Tommy, I would count that as a win, and it can only get better, right, Tommy?
I'm optimistic to hear your circumstance, and it sounds like the needle pointed in the right direction, though. I wish you well in that circumstance. It's real easy to take vision for granted until you don't have it, and I'm sure Timmy can speak of that better than I can, obviously. So I'm just backing into the driveway, gentlemen, and always a pleasure. You both have a wonderful day today, and we'll talk again real soon. 82HW will listen for one more go around, then I gotta go to work. Over to you, Gary.
Very good, Tom. Well, one of these days, soon you'll be able to retire with the rest of us and cause trouble on the airways at your leisure. Go ahead, Tim.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Tommy. It was a pleasure to see you this past Saturday at lunch. Always a pleasure. So have a good one. You and Cheryl have a good week. And geez, Gary, that's really good. Really good. I did give Bobby MF a call on the phone yesterday, and he is tentatively planning on leaving for the cottage, I guess, on Thursday. He's got an appointment to figure out what's wrong with his ear, one of his ears. He's not hearing very well. He went to the walk-in clinic. There's no wax in it. And then tomorrow he's got a telephone appointment with a doctor. So he's talking about leaving on Thursday to go to the cottage. Anyway, that's the story on that. I know you got an appointment for your ear today to see what's going on with your earache.
Yeah, too bad he wasn't closer. The two of us could go together. I don't know if this is something, a new fad that we got with old farts that all of a sudden they got ear problems or not. I don't know. But it was acting up last night. It felt like there was something crawling around it. It was kind of itchy in that. So hopefully they'll you'll be able to find something. I know the one says, well, we're going to do a hearing test. I said, shit, I don't know what whether they're trying to promote hearing aids in this place or what it is, but I've got to go back to see my, like I say, the eye doctor's on the bottom floor. The second floor is where the ear doctor is, but I got to go see my eye doctor as well. He's solicited me to fix a brass coat rack. He says, Jerry, he says, you're good with a welder. He says, could you look at this? And I said, are you sure? So I gotta whip in there before or after and grab this coat rack for him as well. I'll let him know the good news that things have improved. improved.
Yeah, very good, Jim. Geez, I just was had the local news on here, and it flashed up 13-0. What's that all about?
I think Cincinnati beat the Mets in Cincinnati last night 13-0. The Nationals beat Kansas City. I listened to that game 7-3. I get a kick out of the way the audio is mixed, Gary, on SiriusXM when you listen to the Washington Nationals. I swear you can hear the ball being delivered to the plate and the smack of the ball into the catcher's mitt and the crack of the bat is, man, it's just fantastic to listen to the Washington Nationals radio broadcast on SiriusXM the way the audio is mixed and whatever.
Amazing, they got a microphone hit in the catcher's helmet. Yeah, but you get the audio, like some of these, even on the TV shows and that, I know, depending on how you run it on the stereo, the background noise is louder than the commentator even at times. It's quite annoying, you know. Same thing is when somebody does a vocal and the music is louder than the vocal, you know. It totally screws things up. The mixing certainly makes audio one way or another. Yeah, very good. Well, I was looking at the weather for Rochester, too. I've been up right nearly 5:30 this morning. I got my bed drip clothes out on the line, had my Cracky Doo coffee, and the garbage is ready to go out. On the head of the game, and then I look at the weather, they're calling for a chance hour time, but I don't see anything on the map at all. So I look at Rochester and for your game tomorrow there, and they just want they say a chance of rain too, and it is a duration 1 hour. So if they're right, they're going to get 1 hour of rain tomorrow.
Well, I'll bring an umbrella to ensure it doesn't rain. First pitch tomorrow afternoon is 1:05. Gates open at noon, so Danny's going to pick me up around 11:45, and we'll be moving down there. We like to go down early and have something to eat. I've been enjoying this rice bowl from Rock Nachos. You can get chicken or ground beef, and they've got like all kinds of beans and jalapenos and rice, and I don't know what all. But I always get the chicken, and it's pretty darn good. There's a lot of food in that bowl. It's good.
I like rice. I like rice. You know, you can mix anything with it. And complete Chinese food meal with a bowl, I guess. I don't know. You automatically think Chinese food with rice, although, you know, they down in the Georgia Carolinas and that, you gumbo and that. It was always... That was one of my favorites, too, that I don't see anymore, was Campbell chicken gumbo. And I love that, too. And I don't see it anymore. It had okra in it and all kinds of evil things, but I don't see that on the shelves anymore, either. I don't know what happened here. Anyways, what else? If there was something else I could have mentioned, too. Now you got me way late here. Anyways, it'll come out of me. So do you want to do the quiz? I have the quiz up. I am in no hurry. I got 11:20 to get to the ear doctor, and I got my grass cut yesterday and everything else done, too. So other than there, and wait for my sheet to dry on the line, I'm good.
Absolutely. You've got it up. You mentioned it there that you were able to read it, I guess, without the magnifying glass. Boy, that's been a long time since that's been able to happen. Yeah, sure. I'm ready to roll here.
All righty. An easy true or false question for you, number one. A U.S. ham needs written authorization for Canada before operating a radio in Canada. True or false?
Not anymore. It used to be that way. But the answer is false.
And that is correct. And what I was humming and hawing about the way lady about was, I don't think I really mentioned it again yet, probably not. Geez, you know, I'd love to come down Saturday. I'd love to go to Rochester. The only thing is, it kills us is that damn money exchange.
Well, you got that U.S. money that Shell gave you.
I know, I'm eyeing that. I'm thinking, well, geez, that might give me a couple hot dogs.
Yeah, we'd love to see you, Gary, but, you know, if you extend the invitation again before the snow flies, Cheryl and I'll come up again.
It's all open door. No problem. No problem at all. We'll have another barbecue, and hopefully it's a little warmer if you don't need a coat. We can do it when her nose run out. You just let me know. I haven't mentioned anything to Dad. My son called me there. He wanted to take you out Saturday or Sunday, I guess, his Father's Day. So we're going over for lunch on Sunday. So that's a good idea. Haven't heard from the daughter yet what's going on. She'll probably come over too. So anyways, alright, let's disregard all that for now, and if there is any changes, I will let you know. So number two question. In what call district do the names of